Hey there, welcome back to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for being here today. This week on the podcast, we're talking about this idea of building a life of significance every day this week. And so if you missed yesterday's podcast, I want to encourage you to go to the website, weekdaypodcast.com, so that you can catch it. You can also subscribe through your podcast app so that every single day it just shows up on your device. But this is a big topic, this idea of a life of significance. The reason why it's a big deal is because there's not a question about it. You're going to live your life for something. It's going to happen. The question is, what will you live it for? Will you live it for a career, a sport, a hobby, fame, wealth? What will you live it for? The problem with those things is that none of those things will have a lasting significance. No matter how much you have, there's this thing wired inside of us where we always want more. The real path to significance is found in service. It's through serving others that we discover the meaning of our lives. That's how you find significance. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 5, each of us finds our meaning and our function as a part of his body. We're a part of his body. We are part of God's family. And so as we serve together in his family, our lives take on eternal importance. Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians 12. He said, I want you to think about how all this makes you more significant, not less, because of what you are a part of. See, I believe, Chuck believes, we believe that God wants to use you to make a big difference in this world. He wants to work through you. What matters is not the duration of your life. What really matters is the donation of your life, not how long you lived, but how you lived. And so if you're not involved in any service, if you're not involved in ministry, what is the excuse? What is that thing that's keeping you from stepping in? See, all throughout the scripture, there are tons of men and women that had every excuse not to get started. I mean, think about it. Abraham was old. Jacob was insecure. Leah was unattractive. Joseph was abused. Moses was a stutterer. Gideon was poor. Samson was codependent. Rahab was immoral. David had an affair and all kinds of family drama. Elijah was suicidal. Jeremiah was depressed. Jonah was reluctant. Naomi was a widow. John the Baptist was, well, he was just out there. Peter was impulsive and hot-tempered. Martha worried all the time. The Samaritan woman had all kinds of failed marriages. Zacchaeus was unpopular. Thomas had doubts. Paul had poor health. Timothy was timid. And yet, God used them all. God used all of them. He used each of them in his service, and I believe he is ready to use you too. So don't let excuses to keep you from finding a life of significance. Your life can make an eternal difference. Maybe you're not ready to believe that you can change the whole world. Maybe today you would just consider that maybe, just maybe, even if you didn't change the whole world, you could change the world of one person. That's it. Find someone to serve. Find someone that you can come alongside and you can serve. And I guarantee you that as you serve, you'll find significance. Well, thanks again for being here for the podcast. If these are encouraging to you, would you consider today sharing these with your friends and family? You can just send them to the website link, weekdaypodcast.com. And also, if you don't mind, jump on the iTunes podcast store and rate the podcast. Leave 5 stars, leave a comment. Anything you can do along those lines would help raise the visibility and help encourage more people. Well, we hope to see you back here tomorrow for part 3 on building a life of significance. Have a great day.